We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jamie and Stoney. Jeff Rieger is in for Stoney today. The Tigers will close out the four-game series in Cleveland tonight. Matthew Boyd and Trevor Bauer, the scheduled starters. Joining us now is Tiger manager Ron Gardenhire. Here on 97.1 The Ticket. Ron, good morning. How you doing today?
Good morning. How are we doing?
Good. We obviously appreciate the time. We know you guys are in a tough stretch. I know you've been in a tough stretch for a while now. Is it just you keep repeating the same message to these guys? Just you got to battle each day at a time?
That's what we're trying to do. You know what? You just go day by day and you keep fighting. We're playing a good team here in Cleveland. And, you know, we put up a fight. And just a couple of pitches here and there, and it goes their way. They're really good. They're doing a lot of good things. So you just got to keep going out there and playing. I appreciate the fact that our guys are trying real hard in the dugout, and they're getting after the games. And we're just that outmanned. And you know what? We competed. Turned Bull through good last night against a good team, and that's a big thing for us, getting him back out there and making him throw well. So, you know, you just kind of look at the little things that go well. It's unfortunate we just keep losing. It's really, really hard for everybody.
The night before, you guys obviously had a brutal night with the weather delay and then the one-hit game thrown by Cleveland. So in that sense, you mentioned the battling. I mean, you guys got down early again last night, but then battled back and made it close in the late innings. Is that kind of what you're referring to? That's what heartened you a little bit?
Well, you just got to keep playing, and they're trying, and believe me, it's hard. It's tough on everybody, and, you know, we know where we're at, and we've got to figure out a way to try to win some ball games. And when you're playing really good teams, it's those guys are on a mission. They're trying to catch the Twins, and we're up there, you know, just giving it everything we have. And like I said, we're just outmanned. We don't, you know, we got beat up, and we're not swinging great. We go through a stretch where we're hitting the ball and you start feeling good about it, and then we go back into a little funk. So, and that's mostly because of their pitching. Their pitching was pretty good last night.
Hey, Ron, yesterday when Joe Jimenez, who had been pretty good, he only gave up one run in the last six outings before yesterday, but when he had a tough eighth inning, the Fox Sports Detroit camera showed you and you were looking down. I know this has got to be tough on you. I know you're focused on the players, but what about yourself? Is this the toughest experience you've been through in your managerial career?
Yeah. I mean, we've been through some pretty rough ones when I managed over there, and the other one at the end, it got pretty tough when we, you know, didn't have much pitching or anything. But this is definitely, you know, not winning. I mean, really struggling, going long stretches without winning ball games is really hard for myself and the staff, because we're at the ballpark early and we spend all day, you know, trying to get these guys prepared to play, and the game goes on and it just, you know, it's just not going our way. So yeah, it is, but you got to, you know, kind of keep up a good attitude, and we do that. And, you know, at the end of the day, you end up looking at the ceiling at 3:00 in the morning. Every night. And those are the hard times, you know, you're just trying to figure out what can I do, how can I help this situation out, and you just got to keep a positive attitude in the clubhouse every day and go around, and that's what we try to do. I wished, you know, if you could say, well, these guys don't care, but they do care, the players care, and they feel it. We're just, like I said, we just don't have, you know, as much talent as some of the other teams right now. We got a bunch of young guys trying to fight their way through and trying to learn, and it's really hard right now.
We're talking to Tiger manager Ron Gardenhire here, 97.1 The Ticket. Tigers Indians tonight, game four, the four game series. When you're outmanned, like you're saying, and you almost have to play perfect games at times to beat a good team like the Indians. And so you have, like, the, you know, yesterday, Candelaria hits a ball down the line, drives in Castellanos, but then gets thrown out trying to go to second, you know, base running. Little things like that. Is that the most frustrating? I mean, I'm sure there's about a 96-way tie for first of things that are frustrating you right now, but is it the mental mistakes? Is it almost like, look, guys, we're outmanned, so we can't be making mental mistakes?
Well, that's the problem, is, you know, every time we make a mistake, it seems like we pay for it. Like if we miss a play, it turns into two or three runs, and those are the frustrating things. Is every time we make a mistake, something, you know, it turns into a negative for us as far as, you know, runs against us or whatever, or opportunities for us to actually, you know, add on and score more. But that's part of the game. I mean, you've got to learn from those things. These guys have to keep playing and learn from some of this stuff. We sit there and talk about it all the time. We talk to the infielders. We talk to the outfielders. We talk to, you know, the pitchers about, you know, all kinds of stuff. And that's all we can do. Like I said, hopefully, you know, these guys are learning. But more than anything else, it's the every night losing. We have to win some games. I mean, you win a game and you feel like you're on top of the world, and we've got to start winning ball games. And that's the only way to really get out of the funk, is start putting together, you know, two or three wins in a row. And we haven't been able to do that. And that's the frustrating part. I haven't been through a stretch like this.
Hey, Ron, you look at tonight's matchup, Matthew Boyd going for you. And I think every time Boyd is on the mound, people ask themselves, is this the last time Boyd pitches as a Tiger? I know you're not the GM, but Boyd, Castellanos has been hitting the ball real well. And obviously your all-star Shane Green. How confident are you that these guys won't be here after that deadline? And what does that mean for your team if you do trade a couple guys? Might we see some younger guys that fans want to see?
Well, you know what? We all know about those young guys. And Al's not going to push the envelope with, you know, some of our young guys, with the pitching especially part. We got to give them their time. So you're going to see some other players here, obviously, at the end. In September, we're going to get some of these guys up here, but, you know, the Mannings and guys like that, I doubt it. But we're going to see some different players come up, you know, in September for sure, and that'll be fun. But we're letting these guys do their thing. They need to develop. They don't need to get up here and get beat up. But there's some players at AAA that will definitely get a chance to come up here, you know, towards September and stuff like that. We just got to make sure that we don't rush them into a situation where they get beat up don't let them develop. You can't do that. I mean, as tough as it is up here right now, you got to hang with them. You just got to do the things that we're doing right now, is working every day and trying to make these guys better and let those kids develop. Let them, you know, when they get here, they'll get here, and that'll be good for them. But we don't want to put them in a bad situation.
Update on Jacoby Jones, Ron. Do you expect to have him back tomorrow night in Detroit?
Yeah, he's doing good. He'll meet us. We talked about him playing three or four games and getting plenty of swings and making sure that back's okay, so we don't run into the situation where we had with Griner, where Griner, you know, went down and said he was fine and he's playing, and then he all of a sudden now he's out for a pretty good while. We didn't want to do that, so it was the right thing. Let Jacoby go down and get some swings, and, you know, he should join us tomorrow if everything goes good.
Hey, Ron, I'm sure you've seen the forecast, but you guys return home tomorrow. It is supposed to be awful as far as the heat is concerned at Comerica Park over the weekend. I'm still sure good crowds will show up, but how do you prepare your team to play in conditions like that? I mean, we're talking 107, 110 after you factor everything in.
Yeah, we're talking about it here today, too, being smoking out. And, you know, when you're playing every day, it's tough, and you got to really be careful with these guys. You kind of limit the time on the field, you know, before the game. We'll probably hit in the cages and stuff like that, stay off the field for batting practice and all the little things like that. And that's about as good as you can do. Once the game starts, they got to go out and play, and it's going to be the same for both teams. And you know what? You just have to be careful with them. Make sure they, you know, they're hydrated and all those things, the players. And it's going to be hot. I saw that, I grew up down in Oklahoma, and we had a lot of that. But this humidity, that's the tough part. So I think you just be careful. Like I said, we're not gonna push the envelope with all the extra work and all that stuff.
Last question, and I can probably predict your answer, but since we last talked to you, you may have heard that a professional baseball player stole first base for the first time ever. Did you hear about this?
Yeah, I did.
What are your thoughts on that rule change?
Holy cow! You know what? It's kind of interesting to see them trying different things. But I don't like the ideal of the human element going out of the game as far as umpires and all those things. That's always been, you know, the greatest part. Some of these rule changes, wow. I hear it and I'm glad I'm old and I'm almost done.
You don't want the thought of Miggy trying to steal first, huh?
No, yeah. I don't like that idea. It would be, you know, if I could have done it when I played, I would have liked that because I needed to. but a lot of people don't.
All right. Hey, Ron, always appreciate the time, especially during the tough circumstances. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Ron.
All right, guys. I appreciate it. See
Thanks.
You.
Ron Gardenhire, Tiger manager, joining us here on 97.1 The Ticket. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.